September is National Suicide Prevention Month. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, so AFSP, suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the U.S. However, it's the second leading cause of death among individuals between ages of 10 and 34. So it's basically our students at Texas A&M, the age range. We at Texas A&M would like to proclaim that September is Suicide Awareness Month for the entire Brazos Valley area. This year, like Judge Kyle said, we are going to be hosting a variety of interactive and educational events ranging from the four-week virtual walk challenge, the resource fair, de-stress activities, impactful presentations, and engaging one-on-one conversations with students. There are some events that are going to be offered to the community. We have our Creating Safer Communities, Restricting Access to Lethal Means presentation. That's going to be Thursday, September 8th at the Memorial Student Center, 1400, from 4 to 5:30. So this presentation focuses on how individuals can protect themselves and their loved ones by creating distance between a person and the items that may make a space unsafe during a crisis. Another presentation that's going to be offered is actually a film, Can't Look Away, Film Showing and Panel Discussion. This is going to be hosted by the nonprofit organization Fair Play on Thursday, September 18th at Malik Theater within the Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and that's 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This presentation documentary sheds light on the hidden harms of social media and its devastating impact on young people, and will also provide an update on local, state, and national efforts to help young people. And then lastly, the Turning Impossible to I'm Possible with Josh Rivettel on Wednesday, September 24th at Rudder Theater from 6 to 7:30. This is a powerful and personal talk. Author, speaker, and comedian Josh Rivettel shares his journey through loss, mental health struggles, and resilience with some laughs along the way. The number one common myth about suicide is that talking about suicide increases the chance of a person will act on it. When in actuality, talking about suicide may reduce rather than increase suicidal ideation. It improves mental health related outcomes and the likelihood that a person will seek treatment. This September, remember to check on each other and to check on those you might be concerned about. So, thanks and gig 'em.